When it comes to cleaning your house, who doesn't wish un galán with a trust fund swept in and passed the mop to your evil stepmom like in the telenovelas? Hola, it's Chiquis here, and although life isn't always like in the soap operas, Fabuloso does bring a clean that's always over the top. Get your home dramatically clean anytime you like without any evil mama drama. Just long-lasting lavender freshness. That's Fabuloso, taking the drama out of any mess.
Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
Welcome in, everybody. It is the Mile High Huddle podcast, the gut reaction. I'm your host, Chad Jensen, and with me is my fellow football priest. You know him, you love him. He might be a little bit under the weather, but he is still Zach Kelberman. Zach, bro, Broncos swoop in. I wrote him off, dude, in this one. I was like, nah, no chance. After how bad we've seen it, you wrote him off. You're like, nah, it ain't happening. Until they give us a reason, it ain't happening. Well, Zach, they gave us a reason today. Your gut reaction to the Broncos straight up trouncing the Bucks 26-7.
It's true. I have a little bit of a head cold, so I apologize if my voice is wonky, but boy, watching that game made me feel a lot better, Chad. What I wrote was that I want Sean Payton, Bo Nix to show me, not just talk about it, show me. Go out there and get the passing game going, get the offense going, just complete a full quarter, four quarters of football, and they did that today. We haven't seen a dominating victory like that over the years, Chad, where the Broncos controlled the game from the opening whistle, they exerted their will, and there was never really a doubt. I have to give credit to Sean Payton for calling up a hell of a game, Bo Nix playing confidently, aggressively, and the defense swarming. I really have few criticisms, Chad, and I caution Broncos country, like I said, to enjoy this one. It was a well-fought win.
Bo Nix just looked comfortable, confident, in command. Now, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, Peyton Manning week one, 2013, throwing 7 tutties against, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, but it was an impressive performance. Like, if you didn't know any better, you would not have guessed that Bo Nix was making his third career start. It was impressive. And Zach, out of the gates, they came gunning, you know, throwing with that back shoulder to Sutton, then over the top to Reynolds. And I'm going, ooh, what is happening right now? And it was just a beautiful harbinger. They punch it in on the first drive. A couple turnovers. I mean, it was a complimentary game, Zach. I mean, you got all the field goals. Lutz was had a perfect day. You got the defense just completely smothering Baker Mayfield. And were it not for one turnover, you know, unfortunately, Javonte, come on, dude. And by the way, after that, you started seeing Sean Payton working in the other backs quite a bit more. Can't have that. You can see how a single turnover for a game for a team like the Broncos, who are still kind of struggling to figure out not only how to, Zach, create momentum, but hold on to it, sustain it. You can't have that. You saw how quickly a veteran team like the Bucks jumped on that. Boom, drive down. Yep. Were it not, though, Zach, for that one turnover where the Bucks go down, they get points, this was a shutdown game for the Broncos defense. I mean, all around, what a complimentary game, an authoritative, commanding victory on the road by the Denver Broncos.
But even after the turnover, and I know we have a lot of supers and comments to get to, but one thing that stood out to me, Chad, after the turnover, the Broncos had about a minute 50 left in the half. They went down the field, executed aggressively, efficiently, and got a field goal. I know it was only a field goal, but that meant a lot. They took back momentum in the game. They showed that they weren't lying down, that they weren't going to spiral. The Broncos of old would have went 3 and out on that drive. At least Bo Nix and Sean Payton let them down the field for some points. I thought that was pretty a standout.
Agreed. It was comforting. I was like, okay, yeah. And honestly, today it wasn't perfect for Bo Nix, right? There were a few moments you're like, but the O-line played well overall. The backs really kind of helped answer the bell. The receivers did well. But this is more offensively about what I expected it to look like, not what we saw in week one and week two, where it was just like, man, same old offensive ineptitude. So very encouraging. I think as the broadcasters were talking about, I think it is more of it's indicative and more of a harbinger of what's to come. Broncos country. Let's see what you got. William Shaw, thank you for the super chat, big dog. We also got Chris Hernandez jumping in. Whoop, there you go, Mr. Producer. You do it. You do it. Chris Hernandez jumping in with his symbolic super chat, as always. Thank you, representative on the gut reactions, Zach, as we know, of the number of points the Broncos scored. So Sean Payton was like, yo, this time we're going to make it hurt a little bit for Chris to throw down his super chat on game day. You know I love you, bro. Thank you so much. I'm not making light of it. We appreciate you, big dog. He says, sir. What a dominant win, just as everyone predicted. Happy for the team, us fans. And, oh, yeah, Bidet is one bad dude. Dude, I was laughing my ass off when this – Bidet, I'm like, yo, somebody go potty on the field? What's going – oh. But yeah, Tyler Beatty, dude, last week – MHH meet and greet against the Steelers. They give it to him one time. He ends up with the longest run of the day for the Broncos backs, Zach, 16. Today, they finally start giving it to him in the second half. Same thing, dude, leads the way. You got to figure out how to get this cat more involved, I think, early on.
Yeah, you were mentioning the announcers before, and I was kind of cringing because they were bad. It was like a Mac, you know, a college game level announcer, Chad. But I think Bidet should be RB1. I don't think it's a hot take. I think they need to get that campaign going. He gives the Broncos what the other backs can't provide, which is some sort of explosion. Javonte, as much as I love him, you love him, everyone loves him, he might be a little washed. So Sean Payton is reading the tea leaves. He heard us with Bo Nix. Now he needs to hear us with the running game, Tyler Beatty, Bidet, whatever, RB1.
It's Beatty. William Shaw, thank you again, bro. Second Super says, hopefully this will slow down all that fan negativity. It gets old. Play-by-play calling Beatty a toilet tool all day was annoying too. Love the show. Thank you. Thank you, bro. And yes, I got to tell you, it's nice for the Broncos to get a win just for the sake of getting a win. I mean, we always want to see a win, but it's a relief to not be sitting on here on this gut reaction stream, Zach, and knowing that the rest of this week we're not going to be every time we sit down kind of going, okay, how do we balance the conversation? How do we keep Broncos country from careening off a cliff and busting out all their teeth with the knee jerk? And we've been right there with you, by the way, in terms of the disappointment. Like, we have been utterly down and out too over what we've seen. It's been looking like it was just going to be another one of those years, right? But I think this was Sean Payton signaling to everybody, don't doubt me. Don't doubt your boy. I know what I'm doing. Give me a little time. It's not always going to be pretty, but we're going to get it done. By the way, Zach, today Bo Nix finishes the day 25 of 36. They did turn it down a little bit in the second half as far as just the flow of the game and Sean Payton trying to consume clock. 25 of 36 for 216 yards. He did not throw a touchdown pass, but he also, Zach, did not turn the ball over. There was a couple of close calls, but zero picks, quarterback rating of 85. BK jumps in to say, and thank you, BK, good to see you. Bo made good reads today. I want to see him slide more, though. Folks, I think they have our new right tackle, Palcho, for the game ball. Dude, Palcheski, give the man some props. I mean, first career start, tough assignment on the road, a reeling offense and an O-line, Zach, that has kind of been not good up to this point. Mike McGlinchey, maybe be a little bit worried, dude, because Palcheski held it down.
Yeah, same as, you know, Baron Browning going on IR allowed more opportunities for Jonah Ellis. He might not get his job back. There is a chance that McGlinchey, if he didn't have that contract, Chad, I think it'd be a conversation for sure. But the entire O-line came to play. The entire offense came to play. They outplayed, outclassed, outcoached their opponent. And it started, you know, as much as we knocked Sean Payton last week, I said it starts with the coaching. Same this week. He had him ready to play. He had a great game plan. And the two words that went through my mind consistently were something clicked. Something clicked for Sean Payton. Something clicked for Bo Nix. Something even clicked for the defense that really didn't spoil the game in the end. They battened down the hatches. They flew to the ball. They created turnovers. Brandon Jones made me not miss Justin Simmons so much. It's nice having that sort of chaos on defense. Overall, Chad, you said it best. Complimentary victory.
And Tillman, Dondre Tillman.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
That's the guy who maybe just made Baron Browning not expendable, but less important to the overall scheme. I mean, seven sacks. You had Key with a sack. You had JFM, John Franklin Myers, with his sack. Nick Bonino notched one. Coop got one. Zach Allen got one. Tillman got two. Love that. So much more to get to, guys. But first, really fast, we got to make sure you know what's up and that you're capitalizing on your mobile plan, okay? Because with Big Wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, we all know it, price that you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. But with Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about those gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they actually mean it. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Zach.
To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/huddle. That's mintmobile.com/huddle. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/huddle. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details, Chad.
All right. So beautiful stuff. Let's keep going here. We'll say, let me scroll back up. So we got Orange Crush jump. Oh, sorry, Mr. Producer. BK, Bo, we got that one. We got BK. We got Orange Crush. Great to see you. Great win. He says Bo and the offense really got in sync and the D looked tremendous. See what happens when we wear the orange jerseys? Hashtag Bo Leave. Indeed. It looked good. It was popping out there. And honestly, the Broncos usually do pretty good in Tampa Stadium. I know last time we played them, Tom Brady kind of rolled over the Broncos, but I was happy to see it. Rip Die, good win. I'm happy. No mental health problems today. Exactly, dude. We all get to start our week off on the right foot. Beatty, though, he says, yeah, dude. Beatty finishes Zach with 9 carries, 70 yards. That's an average of nearly 8 yards per tote, 7.8. And his long of 43 was one of the daggers in the second half. Meanwhile, it was another questionable day for Pookie. I'm sorry, dude. He's just not seeing the holes, guys. 5 carries, 12 yards. That's a 2.4 average. That's called a liability to your offense. And it's no longer just like, a concerning perhaps novelty. It's game in and game out. He's well under 3 yards. Riptide, re-sign Jonathan Cooper. Browning is done. Yeah, Browning's biggest opponent to this day, Zach, his nemesis, remains the injury bug. But yeah, Coop staying consistent, got himself a sack today.
Yeah, I mean, what they did them even more dirty on the broadcast with Beatty is they called him a scat back. And they said, yeah. Tyler Bidet. So it's like, let's get it right, guys. But
Bidet.
Yeah. Oh. Tillman coming out of the UFL. I wrote about him a bunch. We talked about him a bunch in the offseason, Chad. This was a 3-time champion. No, it doesn't count for much in the UFL, USFL, whatever, but the dude can play. So you have him, you have Ellis, you have Benito. I think all three of them will make Baron Browning expendable.
The Duchess jumping in. So good to see you, Michaela. So happy Thank for you Taylor. Today. She says, personally, I am over Pookie. Beatty is bad. Is Beatty. Yes. Wait, did I get that wrong? She might be making a
Beatty
joke.
Beatty is a baddie.
Batty, yes. He earned his money. Yes, he did. And I'm happy to see it. We need to see him more. And I like the 28 on him more so than the 36 jersey number that he was wearing last season. And it's looking like a very smart move the Broncos made to keep him around, Zach. Would have been easy with the kind of relative log jam at running back to cut him loose because we know how much Sean Payton loves Jaleel McLaughlin. But Pookie is a problem, guys. That's one of the unfortunate, I'm not trying to emphasize negative, but that is one of the negative takeaways from today. Not only did he find, once again, zero purchase in terms of his yards, his vision sucked, running into the dude's backs again. He also fumbled and risked the momentum, so that's a concern. Taylor, what's up, bro? Says, guys, Nix is back. And how about the defensive playing as well as the offense? Also, Beatty needs to be RB1. I think Javonte has fallen, unfortunately. Yeah, that he just hasn't bounced back from that injury, guys. And vision was always a concern for him. Obviously, Zach, that's a big just natural thing. You know, you either see it or you don't. It can be helped somewhat by really good coaching in over time, especially at the highest level, but it's just none of it's coming together for Pookie. And the more the Broncos go out and trot him out, Zach, as their RB1, the more it actually holds this offense back from reaching its potential. That doesn't mean Pookie doesn't have a role this year to play. It just means that Sean Payton's got to have that hard conversation with himself and say, look, I can see which way the wind's blowing on this. For the sake of my team, Pookie, you got to take a back seat. You got to take a back seat.
Yeah, he never had the most speed or the most power, the most explosiveness, but the knee injury really sapped all of that, Chad. So I really feel for him. But you got to play the guys that are healthy, the guys that can contribute. And it seemed like even going back to 2022 or last season maybe, when Beatty got on the field, he caught a touchdown reception. He had a nice little scamper there. So it seems like if he has the juice to get it going in the backfield, you got to try it. Because there was a point, it might have been the third quarter, fourth quarter, Sean Payton completely abandoned the running game. And it was working because Bo Nix was hitting every pass, short pass, short pass, short pass, nickel and dime. But at some point, they're going to take that away, and you have to have a running game. So whoever can help him there needs to start.
BNS, how about that O-line, baby? Zero sacks, hashtag all Pro Bowls. Yeah, I mean, he did have the one hold. But yeah, he had himself a nice bounce back game. And that O-line today was more the form we need to see. We've got Zeus McPeak, the first face, as we've said for years, etched on the MHH Mount Rushmore when it first busted out of the crust of the earth. That was the first face etched. Zeus McPeak, what's up, bro? Says, great game. Played four quarters of solid football. Nix looked comfortable, Zach.
I wanted to give a Zeus. I don't know how it would sound with me being a little sick, though. Appreciate you, Stu, as always. And yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How many times, Chad and Stu and everybody else, have we seen a four-quarter Bronco win? I can probably count on this one hand. It harkened back to the Cowboys game in 2021. Remember that, Chad? Just completely dominant on the road. I know they're not the same level the Buccaneers were, but still after 0-2, how they look last week, complimentary win, dominating win. You love to see it.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mean, this is not just some pushover Bucks team. I mean, they were 2-0. They've had some impressive performances, and that offense has been explosive with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
The Broncos defense is the sum of its parts, right? You can't really, outside of Surtain, and so beyond Pat Surtain, you can't really point to a guy and go, superstar. But it's turning out, Zach, to be a unit that is, in fact, the sum of its parts, and it's been really good to see. And I hope we continue to see more of it. Papa Bear, what's up, big dog? It's an outstanding win and good afternoon, Broncos country. Chad, Zach, Deacon Scott, God bless USA, Buckham Times 3, MHH for life, Denver Broncos for life, Knicks for six, and SEAL Team Knicks. Yes, all those hashtags on Knicks now are especially Papa Bear. Look, we're twinners, are coming to fruition, and I love it. Now, look, I would love to have seen a touchdown pass, you know, break that particular ice. It's kind of an ignominious streak, Zach. That now you're going to be going into your fourth start and you still haven't thrown a touchdown pass, but Bo Nix did rush for one today, his second touchdown of the season. So yeah, good to see him. BK, VJ did a hell of a job. He was not the problem last year. We were able to get first downs and let the defense rest. Well, it just turns out, guys, that everybody looks, coaches start to look a heck of a lot better when they're able to orchestrate a complimentary performance. Yes. From all three phases, and that's what you got today. So I'm not trying to take away from VJ. I tip my cap to him, man. Bucks looked like babes lost in the woods. Like, they got handled today, Zach.
You know, I'm almost happy that Bo Nix didn't get his first touchdown pass today, because it's going to happen next week against Nathaniel Hackett. Well, that's going to make it, you know, the petty version of me, Chad, is going to enjoy that a lot more. You can argue that VJ wasn't the problem. I mean, there were many problems with the Broncos last season. It wasn't just Russ or Peyton, or it was a lot of different factors there. And the thing with VJ is that they can look good until they're not. They can force turnovers until they can't. And they were consistent today. I got to tip my cap. They didn't wither like I thought they would. They were swarming, and they played all four quarters.
Naj, what's up, bro? Even at this very moment, I'm missing you, big dog. We had a blast with you last weekend, throwing it down on the gut reaction. Love it, dude. He says, dominating win, brothers. That's why they play the games. Time for me to watch your show while on my bidet. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I have a bidet too. You know why? Let me tell you why real fast. Here's a little cliff note, anecdote. Okay. One of my good buddies, and those of you who have been to the MHH meet and greet the last 3 years, you guys know who Jeff is, all right? My buddy who's also happens to be in my band. I've known him since I was like 14. Anyway, we kind of reconnected a few years back, and he's like, hey, dude, you know, I don't even know how it came up, but he's like, hey, you got to try one of these things. You can go down to like Home Depot and buy one and just install it on your toilet. And I'm like, what do you think? My wife and I, we decided to grab one. Life changer. That's all I'm going to say. Life / game changer. I'm here for it. But Naj, enjoy this stream, bro, and this conversation from your bidet. You earned it, big dog. Phil, down in Tucson, saying, afternoon, Chad, Zach, and Deacon Scott. Let McLaughlin and Beatty have the RB room. All phases played great. Won my pool, picking Denver 21-7. Sick, dude. Yeah, buck 'em. MHS for life, Broncos for life. Good for you. You know, I haven't picked a correct game yet this year, guys, and I'm not losing any sleep over it. Like, I feel great. I don't know that I've ever been happier to miss a pick, you know. The GLP, what up, dude, from the top rope. Biggest super chat of the day so far. Oh, Gary, love you, big dog. We missed you last weekend. We thought of you. You're in our thoughts. He says, his first win, Bo Nix. Love it. Go Broncos. And Zach, it came on the road, dude. I mean, East Coast, all the tropes about how the Broncos struggle on the road, East Coast, handled them, dude. Came out on the front of their feet right out of the gates.
I mean, look at week three last year. It was a road game against a Florida team, and that was 70-20. This was a much different result. I don't know how well this is going to show, but can we talk about Jaleel McLaughlin absolutely breaking the dude's ankles on that touchdown scamper that he had? You might not be able to see it, but I mean, the dude was in a 4-point stance, the Bucs defender. So, I mean, again, just watching the Broncos score touchdowns, Gary, watching the Broncos make plays after last week for me, seeing that game in person, it was an all-time low. This to me feels like, relatively speaking, an all-time high.
Brandon Williams, good to see you on Facebook. Facebook, big dog. He says, you've seen a lot of what you saw at Mizzou from Beatty today. Been wanting him to get more touches since we picked him up. Indeed. I think the winds of change are blowing. Like, hey, we all want our second round picks, Zach, to contribute. But I mean, he's easily the slowest guy. Like, Scott and I sat next to each other at the game last week, and I remarked to him, I said, doesn't Pookie just look slow in person, right? It's a little bit different when you're watching it on a screen, but in person, he's missing that pop, that explosion, that twitch. And then it doesn't matter, Zach, how explosive and how much pop and how much twitch you have if you run into your blocker's back every time you touch the ball. Now, I usually try to stay away from absolutes, Zach, but it really is. Like, every time he touches the ball, he's running into one of his own blockers. Like, where are your eyes, dog?
I mean, in Pookie's defense, too, the offensive line wasn't pushing anything up front, Chad. I mean, no one could have really gotten going behind that O-line. But, yeah, Pookie's vision has not been good. And it's crazy when you put a guy in, well, a little more explosion, you see what happens. We got Brandon Williams dropping a comment here. Appreciate you, Brandon. Feels like Brandon Jones is settling into the Justin Simmons role good. That's what I mentioned earlier, Brandon. I don't know if you heard or not, but it's making me, Chad, maybe you agree, miss Simmons a whole hell of a lot less because – you're getting those playmaking plays from your safety. You have the pick. You have the fumble recovery. He's always around the ball. We talked about that, not to pat ourselves on the back, but when they signed him, we talked about it being a sneaky good signing for this defense, and credit to Jim Leonard and VJ for making good with him.
Oh, definitely. And props to Riley Moss for getting that forced fumble. Deflected a nice pass on third down. Unfortunately, just got beat on that one on the touchdown pass.
Coverage, though. Better catch, better throw.
Yeah, exactly. It was just sometimes, hey, it's one of those situations where it's like, yeah, they're pros on the other side, too, and they get paid to do this. But, oi, boy, Josh, what's up, my brother? Thank he you, said, Josh. What's up, Priest? Bo looked great. Riley Moss played big along with Tillman. Jones with the pick and a fumble recovery and, like, gosh dang, nearly 100 yards of offense, basically, right? With those returns, he's not just falling on it. He's like picking up yards, dude. I'm like, that dude played running back in high school. Most importantly, though, the beast, Beatty. He has the spark we need, and it showed. Hashtag stardom. Yeah, it's a grassroots groundswell here, Zach, for Beatty to get more touches.
And it just shows because, I mean, we have a huge Jelly fan saying he can't be RB1 because he's tiny, but it just goes to show how starving for Broncos country for having an RB1 in the backfield is. Having some guy with explosion, having their own version of a Bijan Robinson or a McCaffrey, what have you. Again, not saying he's going to be, but if he can pick up chunk yards on the ground, that's going to help out Bo Nix tremendously. They did this today, Chad, with no running game to speak of. Imagine if they had a running game.
But guys, he's not that small. He's 200 pounds, dude. Just under 200 pounds. Pookie's got him. They're about the same height. Pookie's got him by 5 or 10 lbs, and that's after he slimmed down and whatnot. Beatty is much more, you kind of think of him as, I'll use the phrase that they use in today's game, you kind of think of him as a scat or a change of pace kind of guy, Zach. But I think he's actually got enough meat on his bones to weather the storm, because this isn't the bell cow days of Terrell Davis getting 20, 30 carries a game, right? This is, if you're an RB1 in a Sean Payton running back by committee offense, you know, you're probably somewhere between 9 and 16 carries a game. Like, that's where you're at. So Beatty could handle that. Clay Wise, what's up? Good to see you, bro. Beatty showing up, making McLaughlin and Williams look irrelevant. I wouldn't say that about McLaughlin. McLaughlin definitely brought some playmaking, and that he saved what was utter disaster in a field goal by scoring that touchdown today. So, like, hats off to McLaughlin. But, yeah, Williams is making himself look irrelevant, unfortunately, Clay. That's my read on it.
And that's in a contract year, too, which is even more crazy. There's definitely a role for Jaleel. I wouldn't really say the same about Javonte, Chad. I mean, you would probably agree. He's an early down banger, but he's fumbling. He has like a 2.5 yards a carry. When Estime comes back off IR, he can have the same role. It's a downward trend for Pookie right now.
Arlie Tucker, good to see you on Facebook. Bo Leave, they just needed to gel. Today, they looked like a unit. A complete football team, so happy. This is what we wanted to see. Go Broncos. And most importantly for me is you get the confidence boost. Bo Nix is going, yeah, see, I knew I could play in this league. I knew, you know, let's go. I can do it. Fox Family Breaks, what's up? Good to see you. I really hope we see more Tyler Beatty. Also, loved the juke by Jaleel. Exactly. The juke by Jaleel. Legendary. Like, we've been short on offensive plays this year so far, and granted, it's still early in the season, but we'll call it the juke. For now, it's the juke, and we all know what it means. That touchdown, Zach, by Jaleel McLaughlin.
Yeah, we have the drive, the catch, and now the juke. It will forever live in infamy. But again, if you go back and watch that, it's not hyperbole. He literally broke the dude's ankles and had him down on his hands and toes. It was pretty insane. That's why, again, you know, he has a role. He could be that pass-catching back, but you have to get Beatty more involved.
By the way, Steelers, Russ, you're not getting your job back, dude. Sorry. You're kind of SOL with what's going on there. It's looking anyway. David Wilder, so good to see you. D Wild in the house. Thank you for the super chat, big dog. It says, I wasn't able to watch the game live, but now I can look forward to watching the replay later. MHH for life. That's right. And it's going to be an enjoyable rewatch. Yes, indeed. Guys, real quick, we got a lot more. To get to here. But first, guys, we got to handle some business real fast, and we got to remind you, I mean, obviously that's why we're here. Football's back, baby. It's the best time of year. We are talking NFL Sundays. We're talking college football Saturdays and that glorious grind of fantasy football lineups. This is where your inner GM comes alive, setting the perfect fantasy roster, screaming at the TV and making last minute waiver moves that either make you a hero, Zach, or the guy everyone ridicules in the group chat.
But listen, while you're with us, getting the lowdown on the Broncos and perfecting your fantasy lineups, don't let your personal grooming become the guy that gets left on the bench. Let's be honest, nobody wants to fumble their grooming routine. That's where Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra comes in, acting as your all-in-one grooming playbook, from keeping things sharp down below with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra to taking care of those rogue nose and ear hairs with the Weed Whacker 2.0. This is the lineup that'll keep you looking and feeling like a champ on and off the field.
So join the over 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by heading over to manscaped.com. Use our code HUDDLE for 20% off plus free shipping. Trust us. You'll be drafting the real MVP of grooming this season.
That's right. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code HUDDLE at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything the season throws your way, Chad.
William Shaw, fans traveled and made a difference. You could hear it on TV. Props to all that showed up. Hashtag Big Nick's energy. Yeah, I was happy to see that. It does make a difference, dude. The Triple C, hopefully this is the future. O-line actually playing good makes it possible. Yeah, I mean, dude, how much did we have we perhaps, Zach? I mean, we haven't been satisfied with Mike McGlinchey, but have we maybe overestimated his value to this offensive line, seeing how well Al Powell not only played today, but the unit actually having some cohesive, like the Dutch is saying, is McGlinchey expendable?
Unfortunately, not at the moment because of the contract. I just think overall, not to overreact to one game, the entire front five played better, Chad. They were just pissed off. They were just moving men on the line of scrimmage. It's something they weren't doing. Ben Powers played well. Garrett Bowles played well, except for that one penalty. Even Wattenberg played better. Of course, Quinn Miners. So I give credit to Palcho making his first start against a really tough Tampa front. That was down a few starters, by the way. But I just think it was the mentality as a whole that made the O-line look better. We'll see in week five, though.
Yeah, they definitely missed Vita Vea today. And the Broncos, hey, you exploit those shortcomings. You exploit when an opponent has a vulnerability. Good teams find a way to exploit them, and the Broncos did that today. Troy Morris, good to see you, big dog, on Facebook. Says, finally, something that looked and felt good. Running game still brutal, but everything else was moving in the right direction. Yes. And I don't know that I would say it was brutal. It just isn't quite there yet. I mean, you take away Bo Nix. Well, let me go to team. So as a team, Zach, the Broncos, and I got to do this from my phone because I'm having these weird issues with my camera, so hang tight. But as a team, the Broncos rushed for 136 yards. Bo Nix accounted for exactly 47 of those yards. So McLaughlin actually, Zach, rushed for fewer yards per carry than Pukki, for what it's worth. So I guess, Troy, you're not actually far off, very far from the mark there on the brutal aspect. Like, if those are your top two backs, Zach, and the one averaged 2.4 yards per carry and the other one 1.4, you still have a problem with your running game.
Brutal by the box score, maybe, but when I was watching right before Javonte fumbled, I was thinking, wow, that's a really nice run off the left side. The O-line again was pushing guys and creating a hole for him, and it was a positive chunk play. So I thought, again, they weren't really running the ball that badly. It's just that one turnover kind of sank the whole game plan, and Sean Payton threw his hands up from that point forward.
Well, and think about this. You take away that 43-yard scamper, the Broncos are well under 100 yards rushing for the day as a team. And then you minus Bo Nix's 47 rush yards. So 43. So literally 100 of those yards came off of Bo Nix and the one Tyler Beatty rush. And so you finish with everybody else, basically, Zach, contributing to 36 yards on a lot of carries. He's not wrong. I feel you. Okay. Clay Wise, a lot of Knicks bust talk after two games. People don't get a rookie win against two great defenses. Great win today. It's true. And that's the one thing, even amidst our own disappointment, that we've been trying to caution people is A, rookie, B, these were two really good defenses that you went against. And, you know, it's like Sean Payton said, let's help our guy coming out of week one. And he stuck to that. Also, by the way, coming out of week two, we need to do better for Bo. And I think with only a couple of exceptions today, Zach, I mean, was there a brutal drop? I don't remember a drop today. Do you remember a drop?
No.
I don't recall a drop.
Even Greg Dulcich caught his pass.
He caught his pass. Outside of Pookie's fumble, everybody did the best. I think they did the best they could in the situation to help their guy, made a difference. Lawrence, what's up, guys? It was a good game. Bo's progressing earlier in his career than I expected, so that's good. He didn't look so pressured and flustered behind the line as usual. I did predict a loss in the beginning of the season, so far it's a dub. Yeah. So a big part of that, Zach, was Sean Payton. Diamond Rattler, so good to see you, big dog. Boom, let's go, indeed. Sean Payton, like Mike Shanahan of old, Gary Kubiak, they come from that school, the West Coast, where you script the first 15 to 20 some odd plays. And the script he had to open not only was an excellent script, and overall, Sean Payton did a good job today calling this game. Yeah. But the Broncos and Bo Nix in particular, Zach, executed it with aplomb. So hats off to him. A huge confidence boost. Guys, you don't know the limits of what a victory like this on the road, in the face of all the negativity and the doubt and all that stuff, this could be absolutely an immeasurably huge boost for Bo Nix.
Yeah, I mean, to the last comment about the bus talk, I mean, we overreacted a little bit, I think. Everyone did. It's human nature. But the one thing we were steadfast against was calling Bo Nix a bust after two games. It wasn't on him. He needed more help from his play caller, from his O-line, from his pass catchers. And like you said, no one dropped a pass. Everything was in sync. And you didn't even need a running game today because the short passing game was working so well. That's not always going to work. You're going to have to get a running game going. But today it did. So I give him a lot of credit.
And as Mr. Producer is pointing out to us, the teams the Broncos have faced undefeated, except today, finally, the Broncos actually beat the Bucs. So these are quality opponents they faced up to this point. And even the Steelers today extending to 3-0 over the Chargers. Jasmine with a couple of supers.
Love you, Jasmine.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you today, Jasmine. She says, Bo looked poised today. Could he be getting more comfortable with the offense? Absolutely. And that's what you're seeing is repetition, time on task. Sometimes it's not the worst thing to expose a quarterback or a young player who's always told him, mommy always told him he was the bestest and smartest and most talented little boy in the whole wide world. And the world bent around that perception. And he goes on and he does all this stuff early on at Auburn and then burns out, goes to Oregon, does all that, becomes a first round pick. You know, mommy told me I'm the best and the greatest. And then the NFL goes kaboom, teeth on the curb, bam. Now what are you going to do? And he's going, okay, wait a minute. Sometimes it's not the worst thing, Zach. If it's the heart of the right person, right? A heart of a champion, I'll say. Getting punched in the mouth a couple of times and knocked down, it actually toughens them up, right? They go, whoa, yo, okay, now I know what it's like to kind of, I can actually fight. Like you get in the ring with Tyson, you get popped, you go down. If you're able to get back up, even if you lose that bout, Zach, you go, wait a minute, I can hang. Like I got back up, I took that punch, let's go. And that's what's happening with Bo Nix before our very eyes, I think.
Yeah, this is why the argument to sit a rookie quarterback to me is idiotic. You have to get him on the field. You have to get him through the struggles. You have to go through the ups and downs. You have to go through the losses to get to points like today where he looked like just a completely different quarterback. He looked like a 10-year veteran. He looked like the most experienced college quarterback of all time. And again, it's getting more comfortable with the offense for sure, Jasmine, but it's also going back to the offensive line, creating more opportunities and protecting him better. Sean Payton dialing up a whale of a game plan. The receiver's not dropping anything. It's just amazing what happens, Chad, when a young quarterback can play with confidence, but it's up to the coaches and the players around him to get him in that confident bubble, and they did.
And yes, Riptide, great point. Barry Sanders, he's a 200-pound guy. Barry was not the biggest dude. And that was also a different time and place. You know, that was back when running backs, true starting running backs, could be expected to get 20 carries in a game, like as a kind of expectation, right? That not a floor per se, but like that's about what you expected. So, in a Sean Payton offense where you're still going to go committee, even if one guy's maybe doing a little better than the other, I think. Whatever you do, all right, maybe Sean Payton knows something we don't about Beatty. I don't know. But whatever you do, you can't continue to move forward just throwing Pookie into the backs of your blockers and then going, oh, looking up and you're like, oh, it's 3rd and 9. Riptide, do we make a move for Tillman on the 53? He already is on the 53, big dog. So in case you missed it over the weekend when the Broncos actually, let me see. They put McGlinchey on, that's when they promoted him to the 53, right? That's where they act these. And then who did they promote? Oh, Humphrey. So when they put Browning on IR, they put Lil Jordan Humphrey officially on the 53. So, and yes, Riptide, thank you, big dog. Guys, click that like button while you're with us on YouTube, while you're with us on Facebook. You have no idea how much that actually helps us. It's massive. It's massive. Howie, what's up, dude? In the freaking house, Howie Day, throwing down some freaking stars on Facebook. Love it, dude. Thank you, buddy. And I think we're almost, no, not quite caught up. Troy Boer, what's up, bro?
Thank you, Troy.
He goes, and it was great seeing you last weekend, big dog. He says, not too low, not too high, but so good to see the hope of a franchise quarterback finally, no matter how the season plays out. Glad we kept VJ. What a relief. Yeah, I mean, in terms of staying balanced, not too low, not too high, you know, this was an opponent that, even though they are not a division opponent, it's an opponent Sean Payton knew very, very well. So there was some comfortability in terms of being able to anticipate what they were going to see on game day. And that helped absolutely. But, you know, you also saw like we mentioned earlier, the Bucs were down. They didn't have Antoine Winfield Jr. They didn't have Vita Vea. They didn't have Clancy. What's his name? Chancey Clancy. Mm-hmm. The other defensive lineman. So they were down some defensive starters, but a good team makes you pay for that. And that's what the Broncos did today, Zach. So tip your cap to them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the year is, what the team is. In the NFL, a win is a win is a win, and you don't apologize for any of them. And it wasn't just like they squeaked by the Bucs today and won by a point. This was a dominating victory from the opening whistle. Again, if I said it from the jump at the start of the show today, we haven't gotten many of these in Broncos country in the last 10 years. Enjoy this.
Yeah, that's true, Scott. And Vea and Clancy weren't helping them score points. So, yeah. All right, David Yunkin, what's up, brother? Good to see you. Thank you for the super chat. He says, still one game, but a great start. Rushing was a big deal. Bo will need to be patient next week. That is the test. I thought he was actually quite patient today, and I'm sure that's what you're saying is, hey, look, let's see some of that patience. Take your time. A couple of throws. I mean, not every single throw a quarterback makes is going to be like pinpoint perfect.
Yeah, I thought he was patient today. And again, the Jets defense will pose a problem next week. But you have to also keep in mind, historically, like nothing yet. Historically, Todd Bowles, the Buccaneers coach, has made life hell on a rookie quarterback. And it didn't look like Bo Nix was in hell today. It looked like he was in heaven taking whatever he wanted. We got Deanna, $50 super. Thank you so much, Deanna. Really appreciate that. The MVP of the podcast each and every day. Hey, Chad, Zach, and Scott, super stoked on the win. This win will boost Bo Nix's confidence. We still need to do better in the red zone. Need more touchdowns versus field goals. Proud of our Broncos, MHH for life. True, Deanna, and thank you so much. It could catapult the entire team, let alone just Bo Nix. But you're right. I would like to see some more touchdowns. Always never want to settle for field goals. But again, nothing yet. Again, what I mentioned earlier was that the drive before the half to get a field goal there, not go three and out, to get momentum back, that was big for Bo Nix. That was big for Sean Payton, and that can prove big for the Broncos the rest of the season. Michael Ronquillo, good afternoon. Chad and Zach on the MHH podcast. Appreciate you, Michael.
I don't know what I touched on this thing, guys, but like all of a sudden my mic went mute, so I'm coming through my camera now, but keep going, Zach. I'm going to figure this out.
I appreciate you, Ronk. Go Broncos. Absolutely. George Fox, was this the same team that played last week? I actually tweeted that very thing. I said, where was this Broncos offense last week, George? Great victory. Go Broncos. DB Farrell, MHH for life. Hit the thumbs up. Absolutely. Hit the thumbs up. Drop a like if you haven't done so already. Appreciate you, George. Lawrence Rivera, again, Lawrence, thank you. It is cool to see how the quarterbacks and coaches are showing their brilliance and differences in who's
how about now? Winning. There we go.
There you go. In doing the winning, I'll finish the question, Chad. Like Steelers, Mike Tomlin is a hands-down amazing coach doing it over and over again just to win, while Aaron Rodgers is definitely calling the offense on the Jets. It's just crazy to see.
Dude, so check this out. I touched the mic because I realized I'm like right on it, right? And if you guys saw a replay. I touch it and then it goes mute. I didn't even know, but I must have touched it like this because right here is a mute button. I didn't even realize there was a mute button on the mic. So my bad, guys. hey, but can I just say real fast to Deanna, love you. Thank you. Appreciate that generosity. This is why you're one of many reasons why you're so near and dear to our heart. So love you. Thank you. And to the Ronk as well. Rich and HH. Thank you, buddy. Says, I personally feel that a year or a couple years from now, this game could be looked at as a turning point, major turning point for the franchise. Could be. And I want to echo a little something that we heard from the Fond Donkey earlier from Troy. Is really great win. Let's stay balanced, though, and say, hey, this was what we needed. I think it could be pivotal. Honestly, I'm with you, Rich. Richin, I'm with you, big dog. Because, like I said, just that experience for Bo Nix, so much of anything in life, even a physical thing like football, so much of it is mental, it's spiritual, and it's mindset, and it's all these things, man. And a game like this, even if you go out next week and you lose it against the Jets, a game like this is a huge confidence boost, man. And you don't know what the limits of that are for a young quarterback and the team around him going, okay, yeah. That's right. Team knew what they were doing in this Bo Nix guy. We knew what we were doing too, and team captain, all that stuff. So I'm stoked on it. Am I going, hey, we're undefeated from here? No. But this is a turning point for the season. Even if the Broncos, Zach, are unable to, as the odds say, overcome an 0-2 start in order to make the playoffs. You know, it's not impossible for 0-2 teams, but the odds are slim. Still, even if they're unable to, this is the game that gave me back again the confidence to say, okay, they're making something of this season. This is the season to develop Bo Nix. And in order to develop, you need to have some wins, you know, little wins here and there, not both literal in the standings, but also wins like today where you see him moving the ball on the first possession. You go down, score a touchdown out of the gates on the road, and people are going, whoa, what just happened? After two games of like, you couldn't even, I mean, getting 6 inches was like, you know, success. Here we go. That's the best you could do. All of a sudden, you're just boom, 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 boom. So let's build on this, Broncos. Let's go. Let's build on this as a starting point. Nowhere close to, okay, and that's our Super Bowl for this year.
It's just one game. I mean, so we have to keep it in perspective. But I'll say it out loud. If they play like this every week, they're going to be a tough out. I don't care who the opponent is. And if they get a running game going, especially so. But Bo Nix just played like a man possessed, just looking like a veteran. And again, not to overstate anything, but the defense creating turnovers, taking away your opponent's best receiver, swarming to the football, not letting a lead be relinquished. But it's on the coaching staff, too, having the killer instinct, Chad, being aggressive, going out there and throwing more deep passes, getting more players involved. The overall mentality was on display today. And again, win or lose, next week, they're going to be tough to beat if they play like today.
All right, some we're about out of here, guys. Lawrence, good win in Tampa. Weather is our QB a warm is our QB a warm weather QB? I kid. Well, it was warm. It was nice and warm last week in Denver, my dog. It was warm in Seattle too. So, you know, for what it's worth. But Zach, before we dip on out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Instagram. I killed the stream there. So thank you, StreamYard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some studs and duds. I'm going to go first before we dip on out of here. Obviously, for me, the big stud, the big story coming out of this is Bo Nix answers the bell. Maybe he doesn't fully silence the critics, Zach, but he certainly puts them on their heels and then get them kind of grumbling out the side of their mouth if they still are inclined to criticize. Tyler Beatty, stud. Tillman, stud. What do we call him? Al Pal, stud. Garrett Bowles, stud. Marvin at least got a target today. Riptide, thank you for the super chat, bro. Marvin at least caught a pass. So did Troy Franklin, by the way. So both guys involved in trying to get involved in the offense. I'm going to actually give some props to Cortland Sutton as a stud today because even though he didn't have a huge stat line, he was a consistent force. He and Bo Nix are building that chemistry. Props to Pat Surtain, Zach Stud, absolutely shutting down Mike Evans. What do you got?
Brandon Jones for the two turnovers created. I mean, he was amazing today. Just the entire receiving core. I'm trying to go name some players who Zach Allen, the guys up front, Jonathan Cooper. Just the relentless pressure was amazing today. There are so many studs that you can't even – pretty much the entire team, Chad.
Also, man, PJ Locke just running around and playing free, physical, you know, five tackles today. All of them were solo, just wrapping cats up. I'm going to give props also to Riley Moss. As far as my duds, I mean, Javonte Williams, big dud, not just because he fumbled Zach, but because he hasn't been able to get it locked in. And other than that, dude, like who could you really point to as a bona fide dud today? Like, I mean, everyone did well. So it'll be interesting to see how the article reads at Mile High Huddle today. Duchess jumping in with a very generous super chat to help punctuate the day. Bo looked like a different guy, like the preseason Bo.
Yes, he did.
How do you explain that? Because he looked like that from the drop, right? Like somewhere along the way, something clicked before he even stepped on the field today, like whether it was – something his coaches helped him understand, something personal, maybe his wife, maybe his dad, a phone call, culmination of all these things. Something clicked for him. That doesn't mean the going's just going to be easy from here on out, but he unlocked something today for sure, Zach.
I think he just played with the pressure off. He wasn't going out there and thinking. He wasn't playing tight, Chad. I mean, he was already 0-2, came off a pretty terrible game last week. He really, I guess, had nothing to lose today, or at least had that mentality. And you saw it, just a more of a gunslinging, aggressive mentality. And that's what you want to have in a Sean Payton offense. So that's the perfect way to put it, Michaela, is the quarterback, like we saw in preseason, because that's where I was overreacting and saying, well, Chad, he looks like a 10-year veteran, and it's only preseason. Well, the first 2 weeks of the regular season kind of humbled me. I'm sure it humbled him. Today, like you said, Michaela, going right back to how it used to look.
The Lady D jumping in once more as well. You, very Anna. Generous. She says, big win for the Broncos. Love you guys. We love you too. And we were really bummed we couldn't be with you in person. Michaela and I did the little FaceTime during the meet and greet, but still, that's a facsimile of what it's really like to hang out. So hopefully one of these days you're able to come down to the meet and greet, which I know it's not easy for you. It's a, more than a hop, skip, and a jump, but we love you too. Go Broncos indeed. MHH for life. Let's go right here.
Thank you, Deanna.
But guys, this has been a phenomenal conversation. We could continue to keep going, but we do have to jump on a bunch of work today. We got a lot of articles, so stay tuned for that at milehighhuddle.com to come. We got a few messages, so don't dip out quite yet.
So nice doing a victory version of the Gut Reaction podcast. Can't believe 50 minutes flew by. We can go on for another hour, but that was the MHH podcast. If you're not doing so, please follow us on Twitter at the MHH pod. You can follow the main account on Twitter at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad and Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and Scott, our producer, at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every single podcast, check out mhhmerch.com and get you some. If you haven't done so, please drop us a like at facebook.com/milehighhuddlepod. You can find us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your football priest a 5-star review for a chance to win some merch each and every single month. But if anything, y'all, please, please, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans just like you.
A Mile High salute and a special shout out to all the great Super Chat superstars and supporters today helping us keep the lights on, like William Shaw, what's up? Like Chris Hernandez, so good to see you. BK, Orange Crush 7, Taylor Christensen, BNS and OG, Zeus McPeak, OG, talk about OG, the Papa Bear, OG, Rip Die, did we get BK? No, I got BK, Naj, Phil, Brandon Williams, Josh the Chaos, Josh Oi Boy, Clay Wise, good to see you, Arlie Tucker, Fox Family Breaks, David Wilder, The Duchess, Lawrence Rivera, Troy Morris, the GLP, another legend. We got William, the Triple C, Colby, Diamond Rattler, Howie Frickin' Day, Jasmine throwing down, ladies of MHH leading out, Troy Boer, David Yunkin, The Ronk, George Fox, Richin, and then, of course, Michaela, Deanna. I know I said Michaela earlier, but love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back at it tomorrow, Zach and I, for the aftermath episode in the evening. And don't miss Broncos for Breakfast on the Bright, too. It'll be interesting to see how Nick and Scott break this game down, too. So love you guys. Enjoy what remains of the weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For a Victory Monday version of the Aftermath podcast, have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy this win, Broncos country. Take care, and as always, go Broncos.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos.
Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.